Welcome back to this special Christmas edition of Dateline Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. What you just heard, of course, was Hark the Herald Angels Sing, one classic Christmas carol heard this time of year. And that's where we head next in our review of the history and traditions of the holiday season. Once again, Sarah Bonbronic.
By the turn of the century, Christmas on both sides of the Atlantic was considered the highlight of each year, and the holiday was looked forward to with great anticipation. The popularization of Christmas probably owes its greatest debt to Charles Dickens, whose novel, A Christmas Carol, written in 1843, captured perfectly the essence of the Victorian Christmas ideal of family togetherness, high spirits, and cheerful charity. Ironically, the philosophy of Christmas as expressed by Dickens in A Christmas Carol was initially given a more enthusiastic reception in America rather than England. The book was a bestseller, numerous dramatizations of it were produced, and Mr. Dickens toured the country, giving readings of A Christmas Carol, where he made a tremendous impact on his audience, especially in New England, where the Puritan attitude toward Christmas was hostile.
A Merry Christmas, Uncle. God save you, cried a cheerful voice.
Bah, said Scrooge. Humbug.
One result of a reading in Boston on Christmas Eve in 1867 resulted in a sudden conversion of a wealthy New England industrialist who closed his plant down the next day and the following year not only gave his employees Christmas Day off with pay, but presented them with the gift of a turkey. While Christmas cards, Christmas trees, and Santa Claus are Victorian contributions to our holiday celebration, it is reassuring to discover that at least one element of the old-fashioned Christmases of the past dates beyond the 19th century. Or does it? What we're talking about is Christmas carols, those ancient tunes and hymns that capture in both words and music the spiritual essence of the holiday. But while it is true that some Christmas carols date back as far as the 14th century, by the 1850s, many of the carols we take for granted now had virtually been lost or forgotten. Then in England, vigorous efforts of Victorian musical scholars began a painstaking, systematic rescue of carols and urged them to be reintroduced into Christmas church observances. The Victorians also produced an astonishing number of new carols, including O Holy Night, We Three Kings, and Away in a Manger, which, of course, have become our Christmas classics.
When we come back on Dateline Washington, the true meaning of the holiday.